We're going over to Brain Hour. Reporter Angus Cox is there. Angus, good afternoon. Describe what you saw and heard this morning.
Thanks, Christopher, and welcome to Bray. It's understandably been an exceptionally busy day here on the Strand Road, as the town said one last goodbye to Sinead O'Connor, much of which we've been watching and listening to across the morning. There was that private funeral service at which Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, whom you just spoke with, led that Muslim prayer for Sinead. That service attended by a number of dignitaries, including President Michael D. Higgins and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. And in his statement earlier, President Higgins said the outpouring of grief and appreciation of the life and work of Sinead O'Connor, that it demonstrates the profound impact which she had on the Irish people. And from spending the day on the Strand Road, that appreciation for Sinead very much evident. The seafront was lined with thousands of people as the hearse made its way through the town and then down onto the seafront and eventually to Sinead O'Connor's Bray home, where she lived for over 15 years, where it stopped for a few minutes. You heard some of that at the top of the programme, and there was clapping, there was singing, there were some tears. People were throwing flowers at the hearse, which was flagged by a Garda escort. And there was 5 full minutes of unabated clapping for Sinead. It was quite incredible. And then many of the crowd that had gathered then followed the cortege on its final journey. The hearse was also actually led, Christopher, on its journey by a VW camper van with speakers on the roof, which were blasting out reggae music. Natural Mystic by Bob Marley and the Wailers, I'm reliably informed, was the name of the tune. And of course, we know Sinead was a big Bob Marley fan, so that fitted quite nicely. And as I said, there was a huge crowd, young and old, that turned out to pay their final respects to Sinead, and I spoke with some of them a little while ago.
I came up from Drogheda.
You've come from Drogheda.
Yeah.
And tell me about you. You have a sign with you.
Yeah, I made that sign last night because we just want to say thank you to Sinead. And it feels good to have a collective outpouring from in Ireland. She was such an important... We're not going to see the like of her again.
And you felt it was important to be here as well.
Yeah, I'm just... I couldn't be anywhere else today. She's, as I said, the soundtrack to my growing up, my coming of age. I just spoke for Women of Ireland. She voiced what a lot of us were thinking, and sometimes we were afraid to say it, and she said it, and we just want to say thank you.
You know, she voiced all our fears and frustrations and anger, and she had the courage to say what other people didn't, and yeah, she was incredible.
And all her flaws, and all her... She was there through motherhood for me as well. And as I said, through menopause, she was, you know, vocal before it became popular. She blazed a trail for us.
And you've erected the banner, thank you, Sinead. Does that say it all?
That's exactly it, yeah. Thank you, Sinead.
I've always listened to her music growing up. I'm a little bit younger than Sinead, but I was always very aware of her music and how fantastic it was. But I also very much believed in a lot of what she believed in as well. She was very much the activist, as we all know. I just felt it would be nice to bring the kids up today and, you know, pay tribute. We came up from Wexford today, so about an hour and a half drive. Start this morning with the kids. So,
are you surprised at the crowd?
Yeah, I am surprised at the crowd. I think it's nice that everyone has come out for the day. It's so important.
You come from far today?
No, just 5 minutes up the road. Absolutely brilliant, and what a turnout!
Important for you to be here?
Absolutely. Yeah, she was an angel, the voice of an angel, and just. That's it. She's leading the heavenly choir up there now at the moment. Yeah, what a woman. What a woman. Brilliant. Huge turnout. But I mean, deservedly so. Deservedly, yeah. Brilliant. Fantastic to see it.
People from near and far attending on Bray Seafront this morning and into lunchtime. Angus, Sinead O'Connor being buried, though, at a private ceremony.
That's right, Christopher. At the start of the day, started with a private funeral service, and it's going to end with a private burial. We don't know where that is, but that will just be for family and close friends. And of course, we did have that very public part during the day where the hearse made its way through the town of Bray, where the crowd has pretty much dispersed. I'm standing opposite Sinead O'Connor's home now on the Strand Road, but there are still some people remaining. There's a small crowd that's holding a vigil outside our house. I can hear some music still being sung, and there are still tributes being left for Sinead outside the house, and the warmth is very much still there. And It's evidence just from observing the crowd across the day, Christopher. There's a great diversity and a huge mix of people from all kinds of backgrounds here. And I think that's what Sinead O'Connor was all about. And from chatting with the crowd, she brought all sorts of people and communities together through not just her music, but of course also through her activism. And a lot of people really keen to highlight this. And I think while the Sinead has gone now, she's left Bray, her spirit very much here at the moment. And I don't think that will be leaving anytime soon. Back to you.
Angus Cox on Bray Seafront for us this lunchtime. Thank you indeed.